I went traveling last week to England to do two fantastic trainings, one to do with the end-of-life transition and the other with energy medicine. It had been a while since I'd been traveling, and I have to say it was good to be back. Traveling, moving from A to B, always brings me in a state of understanding more about myself. The actual movement of traveling seems to be a wonderful metaphor for being underway with life. New learnings, new teachings, new understanding. It always makes me think of what Rudolf Steiner calls the sense of movement, as part of his theory that people have 12 rather than 5 senses. The sense of movement, according to Steiner, allows us to perceive what is happening in us when we have set some part of our body in motion. Now, of course, we can see this as a purely physical aspect. When I put one foot in front of the other, I sense that I can walk. But just think what it does to the rest of who you are. Just think of the wonder of a child, and its caretakers, I might add, when it takes its first steps. When it starts to recognize it does not need to be lifted or moved around, that it can actually do things for itself, go places without needing to be carried. Visualize this and see what it does for the child's development. And only when we lose this ability of free movement are we confronted with the limitation this brings along in more ways than we can imagine when we take our sense of movement for granted. Traveling always makes me especially appreciative of this sense of movement. The feeling I have, the freedom of choice to go where I want, actually going somewhere, doing something. It brings up a sense of purpose. Going somewhere different or new, changing scenery, also appears to be a great way to jog my mind, get a different perspective on things. The first part of my journey took me to the south of England, in Dorset, near the Jurassic coast. A lovely rural lifestyle with genuine people, locally grown food products, absence of traffic jams and finger-lifting, horn-blowing car drivers, plus very little internet. I had to walk from the farmhouse I was staying at to the main house to go and collect my email and flex my social skills to try and communicate with people in different ways. I also found myself doing country walks, climbing over fences to go to the nearest village and get my shopping. I was very much away from the madding crowd, as Dorset-born Victorian author Thomas Hardy would say. And it was all so wonderful. To read more about my journey in the extended version of this blog, please go to energycounseling.nl, the blog Sense of Movement. This is Ingrid Schippers for Dutch Buzz.